This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Afghan protesters defied the Taliban for a second day Thursday, waving their national flag in scattered demonstrations, and the fighters again responded violently as they faced down growing challenges to their rule. Reuters' Matthew LaRotunda has more.
Protests against the Taliban have now spread to more Afghan cities, and several more people have been killed at the rallies, according to witnesses, by either the militants firing their weapons or the panic and stampedes caused by them. And on Thursday, a witness at a protest in the city of Assadabad said more people were killed there, although it wasn't clear if they were killed by gunfire, a stampede, or both. August 19th is the day that Afghanistan typically celebrates its Independence Day, when it gained independence from British rule in 1919. Some of the gatherings have been small in size, but it underlines the challenge facing the Taliban to govern the country and project a more moderate image.
That's Reuters' Matthew LaRotunda. The United States struggled Thursday to pick up the pace of Americans and Afghan evacuations at Kabul Airport, constrained by obstacles ranging from armed Taliban checkpoints to paperwork problems. At the Pentagon, Press Secretary John Kirby said it is not a foregone conclusion that the United States will not be able to evacuate everyone it wants by the month's end.
I don't believe that we're in a position now to say that anything is a foregone conclusion with respect to who we are able to get out and at what numbers.
There is no accurate figure of the number of people, Americans, Afghans, or others, who are in need of evacuation, as the process is almost entirely self-selecting. This is VOA News. A man who claimed to have a bomb in a pickup truck near the U.S. Capitol surrendered to law enforcement after an hours-long standoff Thursday that prompted a massive police response and the evacuation of government buildings and businesses in the area. U.S. Capitol Police Chief Tom Manger says 49-year-old Floyd Ray Roseberry of North Carolina surrendered peacefully after roughly 5 hours of negotiations.
We do know that Mr. Roseberry has had some losses of family in his, I believe his mother, recently passed away, and we spoke with members of his family, and there were other issues that he was dealing with.
The episode unfolded during a tense period in Washington, coming 8 months after the insurrection at the U.S. Capitol and 1 month before a planned rally in Washington that law enforcement officials have been preparing for. Australian authorities began doling out emergency COVID-19 vaccine supplies Thursday in the Sydney suburbs worst hit by an outbreak of the fast-moving Delta strain. Reuters' Emer McCarthy has more.
New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian said the ramp-up in shots in Australia's largest city was providing some hope as it battles its worst outbreak since the pandemic began.
And we also know what best practice in other communities looks like, and high vaccination rates are absolutely critical to having communities stay out of hospital, to having people stay alive and well, but also live life more freely.
Officials across the country reported a daily combined total of 754 cases on Thursday. New South Wales accounted for the bulk of the cases, with 681 infections, and most of those were found in Sydney's western suburbs. The state also recorded one new death.
That's Reuters' Emer McCarthy. Amid a surge in coronavirus cases and as hospitals near capacity, Oregon Governor Kate Brown announced Thursday that her state is expanding its COVID-19 vaccine requirement to include all teachers, educators, support staff, and volunteers in K-12 schools.
COVID-19 poses a threat to our kids, and our kids need to be protected. And they need to be in school.
For weeks, Oregon health officials have warned that COVID-19 cases fueled by the highly transmissible Delta variant would fill hospitals by September if infection rates did not slow significantly. Now, a little more than halfway through the month of August, 94% of the state's hospital beds for adults and 93% of ICU beds are full. Be sure to log on to our website, voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.